different. Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to the Mannequin Podcast. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. We're seeing rain showers with 10 degrees and 17 kilometers per hour winds.
And I'm Lynn. Major security alert after yesterday's explosion at a synagogue in Liège, Brussels, has reinforced police presence around all Jewish institutions. Federal prosecutors opened a terror investigation.
The three-day rail strike continues today. Only 7 out of 10 IC trains running, half of local trains. Strike pauses Thursday so protesters can reach Brussels for the massive national demonstration on March 12th.
That demo will cause major disruptions. Inner ring tunnels close from 10 a.m., plus Reyers and Cinquantenaire. Police strongly advise against driving into the city. It's against the Arizona government's pension reforms.
And in transport news, STIB just deployed 50 new electric buses on lines 47, 56, 58, and 83. That brings our electric fleet to 140 buses, avoiding 9,000 tons of CO2 since 2018.
Sir Brussels, Budget Minister Dirk De Smet promises 1 billion euros in savings by 2029 through administrative simplification. Quote, every euro must be spent better, 20% new revenues without new taxes.
Meanwhile, 5 communes are selling off property to plug budget holes: Saint-Just, Charbic, Anderlecht, Woluwe, Saint-Lambert, and Ixelles. Even wealthy Woluwe needs to sell assets. That's concerning.
Their mayor, Philippe Claus, will file charges over Nazi salutes at Saturday's far-right rally on Place Boillard. 30 anti-Tifa protesters met 200 counter-demonstrators. Police used tear gas to separate them.
Happier news, Brussels residents are officially the happiest in Belgium. UGen survey shows we score 6.62 out of 10, beating Flanders and Wallonia, pride of our multicultural capital.
In culture, Brussels said goodbye to legendary bass baritone José Van Damme with a packed musical tribute at Saints Michel et Gudule Cathedral. What a voice we've lost.
Sports update: Union Saint-Gilloise extends their lead to 4 points after beating Genk. Meanwhile, Anderlecht and Club Brugge drew, Union looking strong for the title.
That's your Tuesday briefing from the heart of Europe. Watch out for those demo disruptions on Thursday. I'm Lynn. Stay safe, Brussels.
And I'm Xavier. Have a great day and see you tomorrow.